The Red Dwarf ship trundles heavily through space. The Red Dwarf crew, Lister, Rimmer, the Cat and Crichton, are threatened by hideous aliens, menaced by blazing meteors and stalked by unseen horrors on their journey through space and time. Red Dwarf. Time Slides, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Tonight's special guest star, Adolf Hitler, as himself. The cat's looking at a tabletop golf course.
Okay. Uphill, slight burrow to the left. Yes!
He sunk the putt and switched on some taped applause. Lister looks downcast.
Hey! Four up with six to play! This guy's ha! Okay, pole 13.
What am I doing?
You're not following through is what you're doing. Keep your head down and follow through.
Why am I playing this?
Because it's Sunday. Time to relax, time to chill, lighten up.
I can't lighten up, I hate my life. We seem to spend every day devising more and more ingenious ways of wasting time. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of table golf. I'm sick of tiddlywink show jumping. I'm sick of stretching a pair of tights across the room and playing Jorex volleyball.
If you like, we'll kick the golf in the head, okay? How about a game of junior angler? All the thrills and spills of freshwater fly fishing from the comfort of your own living room.
No.
Got it. Unicycle polo. We can have a quick chucker on floor 14.
It's smacking stupid. Two grown men on unicycles belting a beach ball up and down a corridor with French loaves. It's pathetic. It's idiotic. It's puerile.
Oh, you invented it.
Life. This is worse than prison. At least when you're in prison, you can look forward to getting out. I want to live. I want a job. I want to meet people. I want to meet girls. I want to make love.
Well, junior angler is the best you're going to get out of me, buddy.
Get out of my face.
Okay. But don't come running to me next time you want someone to play soap sud slalom down the cargo ramp. You can carry your own damn flags.
The rusting hulk of Red Dwarf glides through space. In Red Dwarf's dark room, under a red light, Crichton's getting down to the music while developing some photos. He alternates between playing air guitar and slopping photos in and out of trays of chemicals before pegging them up on a line to dry. Suddenly he looks around, puzzled by a noise. He hits a button on his waist to eject the tape. Going over to the photo on the line, he sees it's become animated. An old-fashioned car is driving along a country road. Another shows himself festooned in streamers. He slaps his eyes out, polishes them, and pops them back in.
Oh, what a lovely surprise.
Lister's popping plastic bubble wrap.
Lovely service, Lister. You should have come. Most uplifting.
What's wrong with you?
Ah, it's Chip. I'm sick of this life. I'm just sick of it.
Rimmer sits next to him.
You're unhappy, aren't you?
Joining the space club, that's where it all went wrong. If I didn't join up, I mean, things could have really worked out for me.
That's a tension sheet, isn't it? I went to school with a guy who invented tension sheets. Things certainly worked out for him, all right. A millionaire at 26. Fred Holden, he was in our dorm. God, he was thick. Thicky Holden, we used to call him. Hello, Thicky. How's your acne, Thicky? He always used to come bottom in geography. He thought a glacier was a bloke who fixed windows.
Even that dense, can't he? I mean, he invented the tension sheet.
It's just the stuff they used to use as packing paper. All he did was paint it red and cut it into small squares. And you know who he married? Sabrina Mulholland Jones.
The model.
How can that be? the most desirable woman in the Western Hemisphere, and Thicky Holden, a spotty little gimp who used to blow off the bed covers every time we had cauliflower cheese.
He had a break. He got lucky.
Suppose so. Did you go to school with anyone famous?
Charles Keelan. He was pretty famous.
What did he do?
Etta's wife.
Sorry to interrupt, sirs, but I think you should come down to the photo lab. Something quite strange is happening.
All the photos are animated.
So these are just ordinary photographs.
What do you do to them?
I just developed the film as normal, and for some reason they've come to life.
It's the developing fluid. It must have mutated.
At first I thought it was just my roll of film, but it seems to work on any negative. There are some others here I've developed as slides.
Well, go for it.
Lights!
That's Frank! It's my brother's wedding!
Lister looks closer and falls into the slide with the wedding party.
Yo, I'm in the photograph!
Excuse me, can you stand aside, please? We're trying to take a photograph.
I'm actually in the photograph.
Excuse me, you're blocking the shot.
I'm actually here, I'm at a smegging wedding. Wow, man, I'm back on air. I'm in a photograph.
Look, will you just clear off?
Look, he can touch me, he can touch me.
Squire Hobbit.
Can you even punch me? This is brilliant. He's punching me again. Fantastic. All right. Okay, I'm going.
Lister bumps into the frame.
I can't walk out the edge of the photograph. In Smeggin.
Incredible.
Try another one.
What's this?
It's one of Lister's.
I don't recognise this.
Lister and Rimmer climb into the photo.
Who are they?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I remember. I sent up some snaps on my 18th birthday and got someone's skiing holiday back instead.
This is amazing. We're actually here.
I know, yeah. Check this.
Lister throws a snowball, which the cat catches and throws back straight in Lister's face.
It even works in black and white. I've tried it with a really old one, too.
A swastika.
That's Nuremberg!
That's Adolf Hitler. He was leader of the runners-up in World War II.
I covered the photograph in one of your magazines.
Which magazine?
Fascist Dictator Monthly. He was Mr. October.
Hans only got one testicle.
Lister's in the photo with Hitler.
What's he doing now? He's scuffling with Adolf Hitler. You can't just stick one on the leader of the Third Reich.
I think there's a briefcase.
He takes out a pair of ribbon-trimmed handcuffs, then a half-eaten sandwich.
Banana and crisps. His diary.
Allow me. I'll switch to translation mode. Things to remember. Stop milk, pay papers, invade Czechoslovakia.
Yes, here. To Adolf Love and Hugs, Staff Colonel Count von Stauffenberg.
That rings a bell. Von Stauffenberg. He's famous for something. Wait a minute. He is the officer who tried to assassinate Hitler by putting a bomb in his briefcase. How can I forget that?
They look at the parcel in Lister's hand and panic. Lister drop kicks it back into the photo.
Yes! We've got ourselves a smegging time machine!
So we can go anywhere we want, absolutely anywhere.
Providing we have a photograph of it.
So if one of us had, say, a photograph of a female-only naturist beach in Acapulco full of bronzed, naked, uninhibited teenage temptresses, we could go there for a holiday.
I suppose.
Crichton, get my photo album.
The thing is, we can't move outside the confines of the photograph. What we see is all we get.
Meaning?
Meaning we can't get a picture of Earth and go back there. We wouldn't be able to move outside the frame of the photograph.
Believe me, this beach shot in Acapulco, you wouldn't want to move outside the frame of the photograph.
So it's useless then?
Nope, not entirely useless. Think of the famous people we could meet, the famous places we could go.
We could go to Dallas in November 1963, stand on the grassy knoll and shout, duck. I'm sorry, I must have bypassed my good taste chip.
The possibilities are enormous. They're mind-numbing. We could go back in time and avert major disasters.
What do you mean, like persuade Dustin Hoffman not to make Ishtar?
What about determinism, then? What about causality? You can't just mess about with history.
We'll just do something small.
There's no such thing as small when you're talking about changing time.
I'm only talking about changing things so that we don't get marooned in space.
Such as?
If I can go back and fix it so that I don't join the Space Corps, don't sign up with Red Dwarf, then I can create an alternative existence, a normal existence back on Earth. I won't be stuck with your ugly mush for the next 3 million years.
How can you do that?
With this. And this.
The tension bubble wrap and a slide. Later.
It's ready.
The slide is of a flamboyantly dressed rock singer.
What is this? Who is that jerk?
It's me.
You?
Age 17 is my first band, Smegging the Heads.
What are you wearing?
It was all the rage, what everyone was wearing. It was called Sham Glam.
Look at that collar. You could go hang gliding.
It looks so cool. Come on.
They step into the pub where the younger Lister is playing.
One of the first songs I ever wrote. It was called Om.
The cat looks dubious. Lister sups a pint.
Nothing like a good old-fashioned love song, eh?
And to think I genuinely thought we were going to be massive. God, I was stupid.
Who are the other two?
Whacked out crazy hippie drummers called Dobbin. He joined the police force in the end. He became a grand wizard in the Freemasons. The bassist called Gazza. He was a neo-Marxist nihilistic anarchist. Eventually joined a large insurance company and got his own parking space.
Very much, and for those of you who are interested, there are some official Smegging the Head t-shirts and some signed Polaroids of the band currently on sale in the back of Dobbin's car. It's the orange Ford in the car park, the one with the bow tires and no windscreen. Well, we'll be back in 20 minutes with our second set, so from me, Smeg, and from Dobbin and Gazza, the Heads, I'll see you later.
Catch you guys later.
What is this place?
It's a pub.
Pub? Ah, yes. A meeting place where people attempt to achieve advanced states of mental incompetence by the repeated consumption of fermented vegetable drinks.
Guys, guys, I'd like you to meet me, aged 17.
Shady! This is totally shady. It's beyond shady, it's surreal. Are these your mates, then?
Yeah, that's Cat, Crichton and Rimmer.
Brutal tattoo, man! What's it stand for, heavy metal?
Yes, indeed.
And him? What's happened to him? His face, it's grotesque, isn't it? Has he had an accident? Looks like he spent 3 weeks with his head jammed in a lift. It's totally shady.
Just, like, sit down and shut up.
So how'd you get here and what do you want?
I've come to try and change our future.
Change it? Aren't you happy being a rock star? The constant demands of them groupies getting you down.
We don't make it as a rock star.
That's impossible. It cannot be.
I haven't said this without giving offence. You don't make it because... you're crap.
Oh, and how would you know, Grandad? You're too old to deceive what we're trying to transmit.
I'm you, you dork.
Too old and too crypto-fascist.
Look, would you just shut up and listen? I'm trying to make you rich. All you got to do is go down to the patent office and register this as your invention. It's called a tension sheet.
That's immoral. That's Thicky Holden's invention.
Was.
This is just that stuff he uses, packing paper painted red with tension sheet printed on it.
I know.
It's a piece of crypto-fascist bourgeois crap.
It'll make you a multi-multi-multi-millionaire.
But I'm not into dosh. I hate money. I loathe possessions. It's just so... so crypto-fascist.
You stop saying everything's crypto-fascist. Make me sound like I was a complete git.
Look, I'm not breaking up the band. Music is me life.
He's right. You can't make him give up his music. You heard the Om song. It's a masterpiece.
See?
Back off.
I'm trying to give you a break.
Oh, give up. The guy's an idiot.
It's me.
Exactly.
I don't want a break. It's my future. I'll take my own chances, thanks.
If you take your own chances, you'll wind up stuck on a spaceship with him, him, and him for the rest of eternity. You won't have a future. You think about it. Come on.
You haven't got a copy of the Om song I could take back with me, have you?
Throw in the car.
Oh, what a pity. I just can't get it out of my head. It's so catchy. Om. Keep writing those hits, kid. Om. Om.
What a nice guy.
Om. Om. Om.
What now?
Well, it'll take a few seconds for the timelines to sort themselves out, and then we'll see if it's worked.
It's happening. I'm disappearing.
Cat and Crichton disappear too.
What happened?
Well, Lister altered the timelines and lived an entirely different life. Consequently, he didn't join Red Dwarf. Consequently, the cat race never existed, and we never rescued Crichton. So they've disappeared too.
So it's just you and me?
For the rest of eternity.
No thanks. Find him and bring him back.
The bulk of Red Dwarf drifts on.
Anything?
Got him.
And?
Tension sheet, inventor of Dave Lister, age 17.
Damn!
And he died tragically in a plane crash, age 98.
98?
His own fault, apparently. He was making love to his 14th wife and lost control of the plane.
Have you got any photographs?
Well, not of that, no.
No, I mean so I can go in and bring him back.
Well, there's only one picture reference, but you're not going to like it.
Put it on.
Now the show that shows the stairway to the stars. Here's Blaze.
Hello, and welcome to the lifestyles of the disgustingly rich and famous. Tonight we'll be looking at the world's youngest billionaire, Mr. Dave Tension Sheet Lister. Behind me, Mr. Lister's English mansion. He had the whole building transported brick by brick from half a mile down the road just to get away from the neighbors. Now that's the kind of cash that opens anybody's legs. Gravel in his drive came from Buckingham Palace. Dave bought Buck Palace and had it ground down just to line his drive. This man has a wad so thick you could use it to beat whales to death. He calls his home Xanadu, not in reference to the famous movie Citizen Kane, but as a tribute to the hit single by Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Dick. But Dave has musical aspirations of his own. Only last year, his first single, Ohm, shot to number one when he personally purchased 3 million copies. You'll never be short of an ashtray in his house. But like many people who appear to have everything, Dave's life has been tinged with tragedy. Well, actually, it hasn't, but we can only hope. Now on to Dr. Bob Porkman, father of the condom that calls you back.
Breeze, I've seen enough.
What do you want to do?
I'm going in. I'm going in to rescue him.
Rescue him.
It's my duty.
Servants walk through an archway outside Lister's stately home and line up to greet the arrival of a luxury saloon car. He's got cash. He's got money. Security men leap out barking orders, and a servant opens the car door for Lister. He holds up his white gloved hand for Lister to high five.
Mr. Lister, sir, what an utter delight, sir, it is to welcome you home.
Gilbert, my man, you're looking bad, baby.
Indeed, sir.
You're my main man. Woo!
Gilbert rolls his eyes and follows Lister into a courtyard where there's an enormous nude statue of Lister with his hands clutching his genitals. Lister beams up at it.
I am most awfully sorry about the statue, sir. The contractors still haven't devised a way of making it urinate champagne into the courtyard, although I am assured that it will be fully functional for the royal visit this weekend.
Oh, get out of town! This is gonna slay him!
Indeed, sir. I'm only just recovering from the hilarity of the gag myself. Almost Swiftian in its rapier-like subtlety.
A beautiful woman is sitting at a long table, reading a magazine.
I told Daddy today. About us, I mean.
And how did the old codger take it?
Well, not terribly well, actually. He perched himself on top of his clay pigeon launching machine and shouted, pull.
For Madame, lobster a la grec. For Sir, a sausage and onion gravy sandwich on white bread with a glass of sterilized milk.
We used to live on these when I was in the band.
As requested, sir, it was helicoptered in this morning from Luigi's Fish and the Chip Emporium. An artist beyond comparison, sir. Excuse me, sir, but a gentleman appears to have appeared in the corner of the room.
Hey, Steve, it's me. It's me, Rimmer. Rimsey, Arnie Rimmer. Arnie, old iron balls. Rimmer! Rimmer!
Apparently, the gentleman's name is Rimmer, sir.
Have we met? We're like brothers. We were shipmates, Red Dwarf.
You don't remember, do you?
Remember what?
Of course you don't remember. It hasn't happened, has it?
What hasn't happened?
Sabrina Mulholland Jones!
Yes?
The Sabrina Mulholland Jones? Model, best-selling novelist, and international jet-setter?
Yeah, she's me bed.
She's me bed. You talk about the Duke of Lincoln's eldest daughter as me bed?
Gilbert, can you escort Mr. Rumour to the door?
But I've come here to save you.
Throw him out, Gilbert, he's a nutter.
If you care to step this way, sir.
But we were friends, we were buddies.
Let's not have a scene, sir.
You call this happiness? Surrounded by toadying lackeys and paid sycophants? Living with a love goddess, sex bomb model megastar? You call this contentment? You know, I stand here now and I look at the two of us and I ask one simple question. Who is the rich man? You, with your 58 houses, your private island in the Bahamas, your multi-billion pound business empire, or me with what I've got? It's you, isn't it? Yes, it's all very clear to me now. You, richer and happier.
This way, sir.
Should have thought a bit harder about that speech, really. I got you back a bit, didn't I?
Back at Red Dwarf.
Any luck?
Useless. Didn't listen. Didn't even recognise me. Just thought I was some neurotic, deranged, crazy madman.
Sure he didn't recognise you.
Wait a tension-popping minute. If Lister can do it, why can't I? These photographs, there's one somewhere here of me at boarding school, aged 8. I can invent the tension sheet before him. I can get there first.
But then you'll disappear and become incredibly wealthy, and Lister will be sent hurtling back through time.
Yes, and the cat and Crichton will be brought back into existence. True, as a byproduct, I'll become mega rich and be forced to have constant sex with that Jones woman. But that's a sacrifice I'm prepared to make. Holly, torch.
A torch appears in Rimmer's hand, and he steps into the slide, finding himself inside a darkened dormitory. One of the beds bears the label Fred, crossed out and replaced by Thicky Holden. Rimmer's name has been replaced by Bonehead. A boy is asleep with his teddy.
Psst, wake up.
What is it?
Look, don't be afraid. I'm going to make you rich. All you've got to do is listen very, very carefully. Right, this is the plan. You are going to invent a thing called the tension sheet.
Tension sheet?
Tension sheet. Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to the kid. Are you listening? They're little sheets of paper with lots of air bubbles in them.
Like you're getting packing paper.
Look, do you mind, Holden? This is a private conversation. Go back to sleep. They're exactly the same as the ones you get in packing paper, but you paint them red.
Why red?
Because it helps people relax. Will you shut up? I'm trying to make the kid rich. You'd write better if you took off your boxing gloves. Now, have you got all that?
I think so.
First thing tomorrow, take the idea to the patent office.
I can't. Not first thing in the morning. I've got extra rugby practice because I'm so wet.
All right, lunchtime. Take it at lunchtime, OK? I've got to go now. Oi. Don't mess this up.
No, sir.
Rimmer salutes and returns to Red Dwarf.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, if I were a rich man.
Work then, did it?
Holly, though it pains me dearly, I'll be having to say ta-ta. Ta-ta for your stupid, gormless face. Ta-ta poverty. Ta-ta failure. Hello, Sabrina. Hello, sexual ecstasy. Here they come. Bang on time. Well, gentlemen, just enough time for me to say toodly pitsky. I'll be disappearing any moment now.
What happened?
Here it comes. Any moment.
What's he talking about?
Any moment. Any moment now.
It hasn't worked. According to my data bank, you didn't invent the tension sheet. It was invented by a gentleman named Vicky Holden.
What?
All you've gone and done is put things back exactly as they were.
Why does nothing ever go right for me? Every time I get so much as a snifter of a break, a glimpse of a shadow of happiness, something inexplicably cruel and horrible happens and it all blows up in my face.
Hang on, Omo. Something is different. Don't ask me why, but somehow you're no longer a hologram. You're alive.
What? I'm alive! I'm alive!
I'm alive! Crichton, unpack Rachel and get out the puncture repair kit. I'm alive!
He follows the others.
I'm alive! I can feel, I can fondle, I'm alive! Don't you think it's incredible? I am alive!
An explosion blows him apart.
What was he saying?